I had gone on vacation to the Bahamas and I left my truck in the Pike Peak parking lot at the Denver airport, and they punched out the lock on the passenger side door to get into the truck and then tried using a screwdriver to mess up the ignition so that it would turn so that they could start the truck. But I actually have a kill switch on it so that I can flip that switch, and it's hidden, so then if somebody were to do that, it wouldn't start unless they found that switch or figured out how to wire it so that it would work.
How much did they mess up your truck?
Well, so that passenger side door lock is messed up and I had to replace it, and then the ignition tumbler I had to replace along with the electronics for the ignition. I actually had to do that in the parking lot there at the airport because I couldn't get it to start because they messed up the ignition that much too.
But you're able to do that yourself because you are?
A diesel mechanic.
Did you report it?
So I got back from vacation. I flew in at 12:30 in the morning and got back to my truck, and I called the police and they showed up, and I actually had to have my truck towed out of that parking lot. So that was kind of frustrating, but so I reported it to the police, but they couldn't really do much.
And when did this happen?
That was in March.
Okay, and what year and kind of truck do you have?
I have a 1999 Dodge 2500 that has a 5.9 diesel in it. It is what it is, I guess, but I would just suggest to people to put a kill switch or some kind of device like that that's hidden so that people can't steal them. The older diesels that don't have emissions, they're worth a lot right now, so that's why they're kind of targeted and they're easier to steal.